Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
I remember back in 2003, because I still live in KZN, and I was reading the newspapers, and there was an article in the Sunday Times. They were speaking about how unconstitutional it is to have boom gates in national roads. So, for example, well, not national roads, but basically, you know when you're driving along suburbs, then there's a boom gate and they tell you there's restricted access?
Yes.
Yeah. Westcliff and them.
Yeah. That thing is not constitutional.
True.
They can't just stop you, Jay, from going to any place, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
This is a free country.
And you're
able to roam
road.
100% and just roam. But these days, there are certain estates that, for example, if you're going to gain access, they'll ask you for your driver's license and they'll scan your license disc.
Mm-hmm.
And if your license disc is expired or your driver's license is expired, they'll tell you they cannot allow you in. So sometimes I ask the guys, like, why do you do this? Like, for example, if I give you my ID, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need my driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
And his explanation made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when you are driving on the road, if you were to get into an accident, the first person that a person would ask you, the first thing rather, the person would ask you would be your driver's license.
True.
And they'd also take a look at your license disc.
True.
Because it means that that car should legally be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
If any of those things have expired, already you're in the wrong. Even if I hit you.
You're driving illegally.
Already, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Done. So, if I own a road in a private estate, which, for example, Stay in City may do, or, I don't know, Danefern Estates, whatever, those guys are in charge of making sure that every vehicle on their roads is legally there.
Yep.
So, it's not even a matter of gaining access, but we can't be allowing illegal or unroadworthy vehicles on our road. That's actually why they ask for that.
Mm-hmm. No.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. I've once challenged that. I asked the same question that I'm giving you my ID right now. And then the chap, and I think it was at Saint City, and the gentleman said, no, the thing is, yes, you've just identified yourself, but our little system there, it only has an option for the driver's license, so we have to scan it. So it's interesting now what you say, because he almost blamed it on the system itself, that it wouldn't necessarily accept my ID, so it would be as though he didn't take anything from me.
Chances
so it was more technical.
They didn't explain it to you properly. I mean, another thing that they will say sometimes, right? Because then they'll ask you for your number.
Yeah.
And I never give my cell phone number. I give my office number.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, but I need a cell phone number because the system won't accept an office number. And I said, punch in the office number and see. Then he punched in the office number and it did go through.
Because it's a number.
Yeah. But generally, obviously, I don't know who you were speaking to. Maybe that's where his knowledge lay.
Yeah.
But to be honest, though, especially in these estates, because there are children, so if you happen to drive illegally and then something happens to a child, then we're going to find ourselves in a big, big problem.
Yeah.
So I agree with the fact that as an estate, it is governed by a body corporate, and that body corporate has their own constitution. That constitution has their own rules and regulations. So at the end of the day, when you are going off of a public road and going onto a private road, you have to adhere by those rules. As inconveniencing as it sometimes may be, because sometimes, especially the license discs, you might find that you forgot. Yeah, expired. It happens all the time.
It happens, yeah.
You see? Stay on your own road, Waco.
But I feel like if my disc is not renewed, that's between me and the government.
No,
you know?
No, it's not.
It isn't.
You're on my
road. So let me explain.
Now.
Here's the thing about legislation, right? You legislate for the lowest common denominator. So think of it this way. If there was a young kid that stole a car from their house, and this young kid is 13 years old, so they're not of legal driving age. And then now they want to go to Stay in City, for example. I'm just going to keep using Stay in City. And then, as Mpo says, they hit another child playing on the road. Do you see now that that young kid who's driving illegally should never have been allowed to enter there to begin with?
Sure.
Do you see that?
Mm.
And that's
and you are doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's
by having an expired license.
Well, then shouldn't they then be searching my car for anything that could be illegal in the car? It's like, why does the legality only stop with the car? There's so many things that could be illegal,
but they do search the car. But they do search the car. They ask you to open the boots.
Yeah. Never.
Everything else, Pelage, they require a search warrant for that. But also, I can tell you, if you came there and, for example, you had alcohol in the car and you were clearly drinking and driving, the prudent thing to do would be not to let you in there as well.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't understand when they say right of admission reserved.
Yeah.
That's literally where it stems from.
Yeah, true. They could right say you're wearing the wrong shirt.
Do you get what I mean? It is according to their rules. So if you are coming onto a private road, they have the right to search you before and upon exit. They have the right to check your license disc that you are legally on the road because now you're getting onto their road. Right?
Mm.
So, yes, sometimes nogulwa, but coming back to Mfundo's point, I think it also helps for these body corporates to educate the security guys so that even if Umpo comes there with her big English and tries to, it's like, no, these are the rules for this particular estate. If you want to, you know, break the rules, go and do it on the public road.
Yeah. Now, this is where it gets tricky, right? When the owners of property inside the estate are saying, but this is my guest, right?
Yeah, it's time to go shopping.
Now, yes, now this is where it gets really, really tricky.
Okay,
sectional titling. Yeah, sectional titling. Yes, that property is yours.
Yes.
Even the estate, you're not don't stay in here.
No, it's fine.
I'll
escort them. Is it okay?
10 million, 20 million. We don't play that one.
Yeah, you'll have to fetch them at the gate.
You see now.
And then use your fingerprint so they must leave their car there.
You see now. Let's just play Feles. Because now you're dealing with all sorts. Give us a chance and let us know.
What happened to me was I had bought a new car after I had an accident. And so they put a new license disc and all of that. So the one time I was driving into another organization, it's a company. So when I got to the gate, they wanted my license. I gave them my license card. And then when they scanned my license disc, they picked up that the license disc and the license card as two different names. And they couldn't allow me. And they actually started asking me if this car is mine and all of that. But I noticed then that Hyundai had given me someone else's disc. And if it was on a roadblock, I could have maybe been arrested.
So this is funny, right? Because this one time I bought a brand new car. And I was going to go show my friend NJ, who stays at Stain City. So I was driving in, and obviously the car had no plates, nothing. And they couldn't let me in.
Jeez.
And I was like, okay, I guess. Then I turned around and I left, because what could I do? But they couldn't let me in because of that.
Park out and walk in.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. Come on. The car's like, his house is like kilometers away, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't need that.
Can I just ask quickly? What if I'm staying, let's say, as you're saying, since at the MK, and then, as Mpo said, that you sometimes forget to renew your car disc, and then what then? Would they not allow my car in, even though I'm staying there, because of the disc has expired? That's what I want to know. And these security guys, sometimes what they do, it's not what the rules of the estate say. Sometimes I find you doesn't believe in those hours. So I would like to ask, most important on this one, yeah, it is the expired. Because of once I went to the intent, because of my Uber driver, yes, they scanned my disc and everything. That guy told me that if it was expired, we were not going to allow you in. So I'm thinking for a person that stays there, sometimes the guys that stay there, they hardly use their car. And how do you check that these which are expiring? When they expire, what happens then? Do they check those cars out of the estate because of now the gifts are expired or what?
Well, that's actually a good question.
Thanks.
But if you're a resident, then you don't get scanned.
Yeah.
If you're a resident, you've got a tag. That's why you use a residence gate.
A remote.
You literally just drive in.
Yeah.
So you don't get scanned. But again, legally, if they caught you driving there with an expired disc, you would get fined.
But as a resident?
Yes.
No, but who's going to check
me? They hardly do, hey?
No, they don't. But I'm saying if they did, They would. You should get fined.
Check out bad.
Think about it. It's like living there with the moto enchonjiwe. Literally.
Check out bad.
Yeah, that's the point I made. They don't. But if you're driving a stolen car, it's like you saying they shouldn't arrest you now because I'm a resident. Nonsense is nonsense.
I've been listening to you, the comment that the private estate are actually just enforcing the law. But in reality, checking the validity of a driver's license is law enforcement. And the private security and private estates, they're actually not law enforcement. And they're acting illegally in acting as officers of the law when they're not officers of the law. So it is illegal.
No, it's not. Now, I don't know what you're saying now. Even a citizen can arrest you. There's something called a citizen's arrest. So that's not correct information.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.